We're on Daf Nun Hey Yomid Beis. Omar Rav Huna, three lines from the bottom. Kol Yir She'ein Bo Yerek. Every year that you can't purchase, you can't get Yerokes. Ein Talmud Chocham Rashoi Lodobo. So Talmud Chocham is not permitted to live in such a year. Zok Rashi. Lefi Sheha Yerek Toiv Lamachol. Benilkach bezel, it's good, it's nutritious, it's cheap. V'yochel lasik b'teira. Amayr de kememra of Rav Huna. That means that Talmud Chochem will go and live in a city where it is very expensive to exist. So he's jeopardizing his limud ha-teira. One shouldn't be soimach hastis that he'll be able to continue learning. So that's what Rav Huna said. Kol ir she'ein bo yerek. Ein Talmud Chochem Rashoi Lodobo, because he's jeopardizing his learning by remaining in this year. Fragt die Gemara, Le Memre, the Yerek Mauye, that Yerek is a good food, it's nutritious. Vosanye Shloisha Marbines Hazevel, the Koife Fines Hakoimo, the Neutlen Echod Mechomish Meyes Mimoer Einov Shalodo, the Eilu Hain, Paskibber is bread that is made from inferior flour. V'sheichol chodosh v'yerek. So these three macholim are the hepech of nutritious, they're detrimental to the health of the person. Enver de gemore loy kashe. Ho betumi v'karsi, ho b'shar yarki. Zogt Rashi, v'koyfe fin garsinon, pas kibur, shanudra belaz, tumi v'karsi, so that we have two mahalchem in Rashi. Loi malu, kach shamati. So, tumi v'karsi, which is garlic and leek, and the leek is also from the garlic family, is al kolponim, even though it's similar to an onion, but it's one family, it seems, is loi malu. That's the first pshat. So memela, these yerokis are no good. That yerok is no good. Kach shamati. V'nire be'enai, but Rashi personally holds tumi v'karsi mali. These are very healthy yerokis. V'hochi sanye, it's a grais in the maramokim, it's daf pei beis amet aleph in bobekame. Chamisha dvorim nemru b'shum. There are five milis that garlic has. Masbiya, it satisfies, mashchin, it's mechamim de guf, umatzil aponim, and the lightens up the face, umarbes hazera, vahoyrik kine shebe me'ayim, ukrishim namisanye bebroches diyofen lebnei me'ayim. So according to Rashi, so pakert, ho besumi vekarsi, Eisis Rav Huna speaking about sumi vekarsi, pakert, that's very good. And Bishar Yarki are no good. So here are Machloikis. So now the Gemara further will have to explain according to both Mahalchim. Kedisanya, we learned in the Baraisa. The Baraisa says as follows. Shum Yerek, Krishen Chatzi Yerek. Nir Tznoin, if you see Tznoin, if Tznoin grows, Nir Samchai. So now let us see Rashi. So how do we understand this Baraisa? Shum Yerek, ani shamati lignai. I heard that this is a gnai. This is according to the first pshat in Rashi. So shum Yerek. This is shreklach. Yerek means this Yerek that has kaifun esakayme. So it's the bad yerek. Shoshum is a yerek. Krishen is a chatzi yerek. That means it has half the chesaron of a yerek. It's half as bad. Nire tznoin, but tznoin is gewaldik. Nire samchai. That's if you learn according to the shamati. If you learn according to Rashi's pshat, v'ani oimer l'shvach, So I say that it is l'shvach. So how do we say pshat in the Baraisa? So here l'chayre yerek is yeshum is ayerek. Pshat. So this is ayerek. Rishon. Then it's Rishon is a chatzi yerek. So that would be. It's not so good. Let's see if it's l'shvach. So shum is a choshev yerek. Krishin is a chatz yerek. But then it's going up shaloi kesidron. Niretz noin, niretz samchayim. Then it's like it was going, it's not too mesudadik. The Ganyakiv asks, he doesn't understand according to any of them how you learn pshat in this baraisa. Because we ask the kasha. We ask the kasha, it says, that shloisha are detrimental. One of them is yerek. Loikasha ha besumi vekarsi ha bishar yarki. So how do we learn? So according to the first pshat, so ha betumi vekarsi. So tumi vekarsi is the yerek case. Is that what it says that it's the ha betumi vekarsi. Tumi vekarsi is a yerek, is no good. That's according to them. And according to Rashi, tumi vekarsi is good. So it's not a yerek. According to Rashi, tumi vekarsi is not a yerek. We said we learned a yerek is no good. So ha betumi vekarsi. Tumi v'karsi is good. Ha b'shar yarki. So shar yarki, let's say according to Rashi. According to Rashi, shar yarki are no good. And that's the yerek that's not good. And tumi v'karsi is good. Tumi, about that what it says, yerek is no good. So all other yerokis are no good. And tumi v'karsi are good. And Rashi says it's a loshen shvach. And so how does the loshen shvach go? Shum yerek. Fakert, yerek is no good. Shum is not a yerek. And here it says, shum yerek. That's how the Goyinyakev asks. According to Rashi, it's no good. Yerek, according to Rashi, yerek is no good. That like, but tumi vekarsi. And hobishar yaki, yerek is no good, and tumi vekarsi is good. So how is it a loshen shvach by saying shum yerek? And according to the first pshat of Rashi, so all yerokis are good, and shumi vekarsi is no good. So why does he say that shum yerek? It's tiradik. Yerek means that all yerokis are good besides shum. When he wants to say shum is no good, so he says shum yerek. Den Yaakov asks, es stimmt doch nicht. Yeah. Right. But now we have another thing. This Bereise mentioned Tznoin, and it seems Tznoin is gewaldig. Nire Tznoin, nire Samachaye. Frag the Gemara Vasanya, we learned a different Bereise. Nire Tznoin, nire Samamoves. So the Gemara answers like Kasha. Kan be'olin, kan be'imois. Kan be'imoisach hamo, kan be'imoisach shom. Zot Rashi. Olin koshin. Imois yofin. What is the imois? The shiroshim. So the shiroshim of the tznoin are good. The olin are no good. That's the samamovis. Be'imoisach hamo yofin. And that what we said, that the imois are good, shemetzanin es aguf, meisak shomim koshen. So it would seem, according to Rashi, that tznoin is good be meisachama. In which chelik of tznoin is good be meisachama? The imois. Shroshim are never good. Now let us see Taisvis. Kol ir she'ein bo yerek. Perish lefi she'nikach bezoil, v'yochel lasik b'teir.
Yerek
Yiroke should not be eaten because it brings an appetite. Mash mishegoyim lelohitzi harbe ba'achilas lechem sofakert. So it seems this is not the correct diet for a Talmud Chochem. Fakert, it's an expensive diet. Hosa mayri biyerek chai. Yerek chai taka increases the appetite. Avol mevusho toi. Umazbiya bedover kal. But cook yiroke is fakert, so this is not megarer, it's masbiya, and it's good, and that's what we're speaking about over here. Cooked yerokis. Kan ba'olin, kan be mois, kan be moisach hama, kan be moisach shama. Perisha kuntres, da olin koshin, be mois yofin, be mois shroshin, be moisach hama yofin, shemetzanin agu, be moisach shomim koshin. Mashmala Perusha is of an Rashi was seen as follows. The Olin La Oilam Kosh. That's a, and Vafilu Imois, and that we said a Mois are good. Ain't on Yofin, Ella be Maisachama. Be Maisachama is good. Be Maisach Shomim it is not good. Vetaimo, Frictois with the Beperi Kamada by the Zora, Oma Gabi Antoninus Verebi. Shloi posku mi al shulchanam leitznoin v'loi chazeres loi bimoisach hama v'loi bimoisach shomim. So kapone weiss doch ois that znoin is good bimoisach shomim also. And according to Rashi, it is only good bimoisach hama, the imois. V'nir lefor is not like Rashi. There can be imoisach hama, there can be imoisach shomim. Kloima. All in the imois. Chad mali b'moisach hama, v'chad mali b'moisach shomim. He says that means all in the imois, amol could be a sama movis, and one could be a sama chaim, and it depends. The one is b'moisach shomim good, and b'moisach hama is not good, and the other is fakir. So al kaponim, the tznoin that was al shulchone shal rebbe was, there was one kufa. It was one, and the other tkufa was the other. One's the imois and one's the olim. This form the garsi v'ibois eime, ha v'ha be'olin, and it matters b'imois acham b'imois akshamim, avli imois lo'i lamali. The imois are always good. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Kol ear sheyesh bo mailois umoyrdeitz, ear that's a hilly, bumpy here. There's hills and you go up and down. It's not smooth. It's not a flat ear. Odom ubehime shebo meisim bachtziyemaim. So it's very misugul to lomus bachtziyemaim. In fact, the Gemara meisim salke daitoch. And the Gemara Elo Eimo Maskinim Bachzi Yemeim. They get old quicker. Because of the tircha of walking up and down. Oma Rav Hune Berei Rav Yeshua. Hani Mulyoso Devei Birio Devei Narish Askanu. These hilly roads between Beibiri and Beinarish is that I held it because of this. Zogt Rashi, Maskinen Mipnei HaToyrach. Beibiri or Beinarish, Beis Ayoris, V'yesh Bein Zu Lezu, Malis Umurdis, V'hein Muyoso. Some of the moral of the story is Al Kaponim wouldn't shouldn't buy a split-level house. Al Kaponim, there's malus and merdis. It should be Al Kaponim on one level. Zok to Gemara weiter. Tana Rabona. Bo le Ravo. If a person wants to be, we learned that an ir agule, one is merabeya the ir. Bo le rabo, when he's merabeya the ear, merabo beribua oilo. So he makes the ribua ki ribua oilo. Noisein tzvoino le tzvoino oilom, udroimo le droimo oilom. Vesimonech eglo betzofen veakrov bedorim. You make it like the ribua shel oilom. And now he tells you, if you don't know where, like we had before, like in page 102, we had something that's not Ribua Shaloylam. The picture 12-13, there we have it's not Keribua Shaloylam. It is on a diamond shape. So for Kert, here we're saying that the ear was like that. If the ear is like that, then there's Fafalan. So then you make the Tchumim accordingly. But if you have a circular ear, you will not make the Ribua like we have the picture on 102. Or you make the Ribua ki Ribua Shaloylam, like we have on page 107, picture 36. So you make your Merabe the ear, now the Tana wants to tell you, so how do you know which is north and which is south? The Simonech Eglo Bitsofain Vaakrov Bidorim. So Rashi learns Pshat Eglo Bitsofain Vaakrov Bidorim. Mazole is saying. So Memele, these Eglo is Mazel Shoer, And Akrov is Mazal Akrov. So Mamela, these are Mazolis. Taisvis and Psochim and the Meiri do not learn like this, because it seems these are Dvorim Kvuim. The Mazolis are not Kvua. They move Keseda. So they want to say, the Taisvis does not say exactly what it is, but, the Meiri wants to say Egla is a Loshen Agola, a wagon, and there's a very nice book, Understanding the Jewish Calendar. He brings down from the Chavish Yoyer that it could be this Agola is the what we call the Big Bear. That's where the North Star is. There's Al Kaponim, there's a Mokim Kavua there that never changes. That's Kavua V'Kaimis. So Memele, you can know Tzofim from the Agola. It's shaped like a wagon. The Miri also says this. And Akrov Bidorim, it seems, the Miri says if a person is living in the southern hemisphere, so it seems that it's not, he can't see the Pustutzach in the north, so then Al Kaponim he can figure out south from Akrov. So Al Kaponim, if one has a Bekiyas in astronomy, and he knows where the North Star is or where the Akrov is, so Mamela, he knows where north and south is, and Fartik, so Mamela, he knows how to be Merabeya the ear. Rabbi Yaisi Aima, Rabbi Yaisi says, Im eino yeideya l'rabba beribuay shaloylam. The Lashon is very unclear. It means he doesn't know where north and south is. That's what the Gemara means. Is Merabo, so he can figure out north and south, Keminat Tkufe. He can figure out north and south from the Tkufeis Hashone. There are four Tkufeis Hashone, and let us just be magdim a little, that in the winter, the sun is in the north. The sun starts out from the north, that's northeast, and that means that the first day winter it is in the extreme north. I'm sorry, the first day summer it is in the extreme north, the first day winter it is in the extreme south. And so it's northeast in the summer, and southeast in the winter. And it's true east and west, B'yomei Tishrei and B'yomei Nisan. So Memele, so the Gemara is saying that if you want to know which direction is north, so you can figure out from the Tkufis, from the Yemei HaTkufi, you can figure out where north is and where south is. Ketzad. Chamo Yoitzo B'yom Oruch. That means in the summer days, the Chama comes out B'yom Oruch. Vishoika b'yoyim oruch, zehu pnei tzofin. That is tzofin. So the picture we have over here in the Peirish Chai, the bottom picture I think is a little clearer than the top picture. We have over here how the sun is going around. We have here Tzofen and Dorim. In the bottom picture, Tzofen is to the left and Dorim is to the right. And then we have Mizrach HaMayrev. So B'mei Tammuz, B'yoy Mei Tammuz, that's the Hiluch HaChama, it goes, Hestes, from the Keren Tzvoynes Mizrachis, it starts, and it ends in Tzvoynes Marovis. And as you'll see, it is going on a slant towards Dorim. The sun in the Hiluch HaChama, in the middle, it goes towards Dorim, and after Chatzos, it comes back towards Tzofen. That's the Hiluch HaChama. Then Tishrei and Nisan, we see it's Be'emtza Mizrach HaMayrev. That's the, and Tevis, and by Yoimei Tevis, so then it is, it's Dorim Mizrach and Dorim Mayrev. That's the Hiluch HaChama. So if a person wants to know the Ruches, he could figure it out through the Tkufis that he's in, so he'll know where Tzofen is and where Dorim is. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im eina yedei l'rabba b'ribu'e shel oilom, through the stars, merabba kemina Tkufis. So then he could be merabeya, the ear, from watching the Tkufis. Keitza. In the summer days, the sun goes out. That is on the north side. It is northeast. That is southeast. Tkufas Nisan utkufas Tishrei Chama yoitze bachzi Mizrach v'shoikas bachzi Mayrev. That is true east. It comes out from chatzi Mizrach v'shoikas bachzi Mayrev. Shenemar, the Shlomo HaMelech in Keheles explains the Hiluch HaChama. Hoylech el Dorim v'soivev el Tzofen. Hoylech el Dorim b'yoyim v'soivev el Tzofen b'layla. That means the Hiluch b'yoyim is always going on a Dorim d'kis land. V'soivev el Tzofen b'layla. Soivev, soivev, hoylech el ruach. Elu p'nei Mizrach u'p'nei Mayrev. Pomim ma'alochosom u'pomim misavevosom. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, im eino yeideo le rabo beribua shaloilo, sheino makir b'mazolo yisalolu, me rabo kimin hatkufe, lefi hiluch sivu vachamo, niker eize, if you watch the sun, niker eize ruach dreimis, you can figure out which is called ruach dreimis, ve eize ruach tzfeimis. Chamo yoitzo biyoim oruch. Oisei ruach, this side, you don't know where north and south is. So oisei ruach, sha'ato roye, shechamo yoitzo biyoim oruch, shal yemei tekufas tamuz, betzidoi ha'echot, it goes out on one side, v'sheikas be'oisei ruach atzmoi b'tzidoi ha'acher. Tzidoi ha'echad means Mizrach and tzidoi ha'acher means Mayrev. But it's going in one ruach. That summer, zeh p'nei Tzofen. L'vishachamo la'oilom b'yoyim mi'mizrach l'dorim ma'aleches. The chamo starts going, it starts when it rises from Mizrach, it goes on a slant towards Dorim. Mi Mizrach le Dorim aleches, kedi omar kro, hoylech el Dorim, va'alichas achamo bayoimhi. It's called Hiluch when it is visible to us. That the pasuk calls Hiluch. Aval balayla einoi hoylech elasayve michutz lekipe. Then it goes outside of the keeper. Yeah, so Mamela, and that's called Tzoyvev. Ubiyayim ha'olch, you have a long day, a summer day. Oymedes, so it starts off v'keren mizrochis sefainis. So the sun starts rising from northeast. The corner, northeast. Umalechas, and it goes mizrach dorim. It goes, it's going on the slant, it's going towards dorim. Umayre v'sheikas, umayre v'sheikas, Netzetz bekeren svoinis marovis. That means it turns back again towards Tzofen. And the first day of summer, the shkia is in svoinis marovis. O balaylo seveves pnei Tzofen. Ulamochos hayoim, it's seveve again the pnei Tzofen. Olamochos hayoim niktzar mi'at. The day is not as long as it was the second day summer is not as long as the first day summer. Ve'einoi yoitza bekeren. It doesn't go out from the extreme northeast corner. Ela nimsheches min hakeren. It moves a mashu from the keren. Ule mizrach miyat, like we're going northeast, we're going towards east now. V'yoytza, and it goes out from there, amashahu more towards mizrach. Ube erev sheikas b'soich ha-mayrev, the second day summer, when it's sheikei b'mayrev, moshuch min ha-keren ma'at, so it's a little bit upgeruk from before the previous day. It was Shekeya northwest, so now it's a little bit upgerukt from the north. Moshech min hakeremat. Ubalayla, so it's a little bit towards the west. Ubalayla seveves oisei ma'at, b'chol atzofen, uma'at b'mizrach yoiser meleil shalemesh. So it's constantly going, it's going from Tzofen towards Dorim, and in the middle, it's we're gonna come up with true east and true west. V'chein b'chol yoyim, ad sheyoytzo b'tkufas tishrei, till you come to tkufas tishrei, be'emtza ha-mizrach, then it is not, then it rises true mizrach. V'shoykas be'emtza ha-mayre, lefichach hayoyim v'layla shovim. Then in those days, so the days and nights are equal. But it continues going. V'adayin b'chol yoyim nimsheches l'tzad dorim. V'yoytza. U'b'shkiyoso nimsheches l'tzad dorim. V'shoykas. Ad sheyoytza. V'yoyim b'tkufas teves. That means when winter starts, bekeren mizrochis deroimis, then it is, it comes out, this is southeast, umaleches dorim levadoi, and it goes ruach dorim, v'shekas bekeren marovis deroimis. Bahainu dekomar, and that's what he said, chamo yoitzo biyoim kotzer, V'shoykas b'yoyim kotzer, the winter days, so it comes out, the sun rises southeast, and it sets southwest. Pnei dor. Pnei mizroch umayrov, pa'omim mahal choson. Now Rashi learns pshat hiluch, is called when it is visible to us, and Sibuv is called when it is not visible to us. So Pnei Mizrach Umayrov Pomim Alochoson Biyoim Biyomim Haruchim and the Yomim Haruchim it goes the whole Mizrach Umayrov Pomim Misavavosom Belaila be made Kufas Tevis. Not too much, so the, you have the Mizrach HaMayrev is the Shas Sivu Vachama. Period. This was the Eitzah of Rabbi Yosi. Zog the Gemara weiter, Omar Rav Misharshiye lesnuhu lahani kloli. Zog the Rashi, lesni lahani kloli da amoran lael chama yoitze biyoim oruch. Now, it is very unclear. Now, we have to know there's two dots afterwards, or else because this is a new Dibur HaMaschil, then it's very confusing. But that's for sure, there's two dots afterwards. Now, what is Rav Misharshiye Chaylik and Rav Yosi? So, I found in the Beis HaPchire for the Meiri, that he explains Rav Misharshiye as follows. La'olam lo yotzo, that means Rabbi Yosi said that in the summer the chame goes out from the keren mizrachis tzfoinis. That means that's extreme northeast. So Rabbi Mishashi says that is not true. La'olam lo yotzo. She'ilu kain, if it would be mamish in the extreme northeast, hoya betachlis ahekev shel tamuz, so then there would be the greatest amount that the chamo could be makif in tamuz, and it would be yud ches shois liyoim v'shei shois balayla. You'd have a very long day, a day of 18 hours, and a night of 6 hours. Ve'ein ha-dovor kein. Mikol mokim kach ha-dovor b'netiyah l'kronis. Ad she'yovi ha'inyi l'tezvov sho'isu machza yoyim. Ve'sheva u'machza ha-layla. U'shmoyno machza ha-layla. There's 15 and a half hours by day, and 8.5 hours by Laila. So Mamele, so Rav Misharshiye, the way the Meiri says Pshat in the Gemara, I didn't find anyone else who says Pshat in the Gemara, so Rav Misharshiye is saying that what you said, it's Mamish, Keren, Mizrochis, Tzfoines, that is not true. It's not Mamish, but it's a Zicher in the Tzofen area, but Lesnu Lahani Kloli, the way you put it. Because if that would be so, the day would be longer and the night would be shorter. Fartik. That's the end of this sugya. Now we're starting something new. No, lesulani kloli. The sanya, we learned the b'raisa, lo yotzo chamo me oilom mikaren mizrochis feines, ve'shoka b'keren ma'rovis tzvoinis, v'lo yotzo chamo mikeren mizrochis tzvoinis, ve'shoka b'keren ma'rovis tzvoinis. So we learned in Abarais, it's not mamish the keren. Period. Omar Shmuel, ein tkufas nisin neifelets. Tkufas nisin is neifel, it's only chal elo ba'arbo rivei hayoyim. Kufas Nisan is one that means either the beginning of the day, noontime, at night, chatzois, these are the arbo rivei hayoyim. That's when Kufas Nisan is always chal. Oy betchilas hayoyim, oy betchilas halayla, oy bachatzi hayoyim, oy bachatzi halayla. Let us see Rashi. Oy betchilas hayoyim, oy betchilas halayla. Lefi, shama oyrois nitlu betchilas leil revi b'shabbes. The ma'oyres wa nitle Tuesday evening. Betchilas halayla. Ubechoydish nis. V'yemois achamo, the days of the cycle of the sun, is Shin Samech Heyomim, is 365 days, Vishesh Shois. So the sun starts its new cycle each year 365 days later plus 6 hours. Chashayv oisam kulam bishviyis. So let's go and divide up these 365 days in weeks. Let's divide it by 7. V'yishoel biyotcha, so you'll have a remainder. That means if you'll divide 365 by 7, so you'll have 52 and 1/7, so that's an extra day, and then we have this extra 6 hours. So the next year, the tkufa will start a day and 6 hours later than the first tkufa. Chashayv oisam kulon bishviyis, v'yishayal biyotcha, you will have left over yoim urevia. You'll have left over a day, that means you're a day ahead of the previous year, urevia, and 6 hours later. Nimtzeis, tkufas nisin bishana habo. So if in the first year it was Tuesday evening, so the next year it will be Wednesday evening, that's a day, and then Chatzos. So Bishon Abo Bachzi Leil Chamishi. That's a day plus 6 hours. Lishona Ashlishis Bitchilas Yoim Vov. The beginning of Yoim Vov, again a day and 6 hours. Bishona Ravis Bachzi Yoim Shabbos. Chen Loilom. Yoim Urevia Bein Tkufas Shona L'Tkufas Shona Habo Ula Oilam Hein Kolois Be'echad Min HaRevias Halol. So it always end with one of these Revias. So that means after every 4 years we're back al Kaponim in the beginning of the night. If we start at the beginning of the night, say after 4 years, again, we're back to the beginning of the night. Now, that is Tkufas Nissen. And Tkufas Nissen Neifeles Elo Ba'arbo Rive Hayoim. Oy betchilas em betchilas alayl bachtziyem em bachtziy alayl. Ve'ein Tkufas Tamuz Neifeles Ele oy ba'achas umachtze Oy b'sheva u'machze bein b'yoyim u'vein b'layla. So we'll see Tkufas Tamiz is 7.5 hours later than Tkufas Nissen. Now let us see Rashi. Ve'ein Tkufas Tamiz neifeles ela ba'achas u'machze oy b'sheva u'machze oy b'yoyim oy b'layla. Zot Rashi hazeh. Shekish et tukufas nisin neifeles betchilas hayoim. Is oiso shel tamuz, if this is in the beginning of the day, is beshiva umachza bayoim, is 7.5 hours later bayoim. Shekish tukufas nisin bechatzi hayoim, shel tamuz beechot umachza balaylo. So 7.5 hours later. Is bechad amachza b'layla. Why? Lefi shezayin shois umachza yeish bein tkufa litkufa. Sheba oisa yoim shezu neifeles. We have to figure out that that 4 times 7.5 equals 30 hours. And that's what, in 30 hours, that means each year is 30 hours, ahead of the cycle starts a day and 6 hours after the previous year. It's a day and 6 hours later, so that's 30 hours. So in the Hemshech of the year, so it is 30 hours later. So now we're going to divide the 30 by 4, so we're going to end up 7.5. So Memele, so each tkufa is 7.5 hours later than the previous tkufa. That's what Rashi is saying. So Rashi is like, Kshetkufas nisin neifeles betchilas hayoim, When Tchuvas Nissen is Nefel Batchilas Yem, Eishu Shal Tamas, B'Shiva O'Machta, 7.5 hours later B'Yem. Shetkufas Nissen Bachatzi Hayoim, Shal Tamas B'Echad O'Machta B'Layla, L'Fisha Zayin Shois U'Machta, Yesh Bein Tkufa L'Tkufa. Sheba Oysa Yoim Shezu Nefelis, it's the same day. Shezu Nefelis, Zu Nefelis. El Nim Sheches Loholon, Mishosha Noflozu, Zayin Shois Umachza. Shehain, altogether, this is Lamit Shois, Ladaladat Kufois. Dahai, Nu Yoim Revia. This is the 30 hours that each year is upgericked from the next year. Olefi Zeha Cheshbet. So according to this Cheshbet, that each Kufa is 7.5 hours later, Shel Tishrei Nefeles, Oy Begimul, Oy Betes. So that means, since the Kufas Tammuz is always a fraction, 7.5 hours later. So Memela, so we add up another 7.5 hours, so it comes out, Oy Begimul, Oy Betes. Im Nofla, Tkufas Tamis, Be'echad Umachza, Ishel Tishrei Nefeles Betes, 7.5 hours later. Vim Shel Tamus, Bezayin Umachza, Shel Tishrei Begimul, Vechein Kula. Vizehu Simin. This is the simen to remember. We learned before in Erev, and if you want to remember something, you should make simonim. So these are the simonim. Azgi va'atat. Now, that means as follows. Shetkufas nisen ba'alef. When tkufas nisen is the first shor, sheltamiz b'zayin u'machza. So when tkufas nisen is alef, so this is zayin. The machza, forget about. V'shal Tishrei b'gimel, that's the gimel. V'shal Teves b'yud amachzah. V'shana oshniyeh shel nisen b'chzi hayoyim, tahaynu b'vav shoyis, it's vav shoyis, v'shal Tamez b'alef umachzah, v'shal Tishrei b'tes, v'shal Teves b'dalet umachzah b'yoyim. So Memela, this is what Shmuel was telling us the beginning of the fourth, for the fourth Kufis. So let us see again the Loshna Gemara. The ain't Kufas Tamiz Nefeles, Elo Oy Ba'achas Umachze, Oy B'Sheva Umachze. Bein Ba'yoyim, Bein Ba'laylo. The ain't Kufas Tishrei Nefeles, Elo Oy B'Sholei Shois, Oy b'teisha shoyis, bein b'yoyim bein b'layla. Bein tkufas teves nefeles, elo oy b'arba umachze, oy b'eser umachze, bein b'yoyim bein b'layla. V'ein bein tkufa l'tkufa, between one tkufa and the other tkufa, elo tishim v'echad yoyim, there are 91 days, V'sheva shois umachze. That means each tkufa, dividing up the year, 365 and 6 hours, dividing it into four halakim, so it comes out that we end up with 91 days, 7.5 hours. Bein tkufa meisheches mechavoto elo chatzi sho. Now let us see Rashi. V'ein bein tkufa l'tkufa, k'defrishis, chashoy tzadik alef yoin, kulon shviyais tmimis hein. Tzadik alef yoin, these are all weeks. You don't have to, so it comes out at the same time. So that means all these weeks pass by. That's 13 weeks. And v'zayin shoyis umachzo hinim sheches achreyim. So you have 7.5 hours later going into the beginning of the next week. Shimei atkufis kachen, tzadik alef yoin, v'zayin shoyis umachze, shehen revia, this is a quarter, shel shin tzad, shin shaso urevia. V'ein tkufe moysheches mechavoto elo chatzi sho. I think the Bach means to be moichik till the tadach, so let's start from Shimush HaShoyis. Shimush HaShoyis Klash Tzamchan Hu Siduron Vehiluchon. Tchilas Leil Aleph B'Shabbos Tchilas Leil Aleph B'Shabbos. Oh, I think we can figure it out without the Perush Chai. Chilas Leil Aleph B'Shabbos. The first hour of Leil Aleph B'Shabbos. Metzoy Shabbos. The first hour of the night. Mishamesh Koichov. That's the first mazel. Ba'achov, and that is Mishamesh for an hour. Ba'achov Levona. That's Koflam. Ba'achov Shabsi. Tzedek, Madin, Chamo, Noiga. Harei, Zayin, Shois. So these mazolos are Mishamis, Zayin, Shois. V'chayzren, Cholila. And then they started five of these seven mazolos. So when the day starts, we are up to the eight, when the day starts, we're up to the sixth mazel. We're up to the sixth mazel. Zogt Rashi. So let us see Rashi now. V'chayzren chalila, nimtza shori shoyna liyoyim aleph b'shabbos, this is by day, the first hour of the shori shoyna liyoyim aleph b'shabbos is chamo, because that is the sixth mazel, kalash tzamcha. V'achrov noige, v'oit kalash tzamcha. So memela, that's how it goes. Timtza. Simone Shois Rishoinois Shel Yemois HaShavua. Now Rashi is going to say, what are the first hours in the days of the week? So it is Chalam Katznash. Yomim. These are by the days. B'simone Shois Rishoinois Shel Kol Leile HaShavua. If you want to know the shoyis rishoynes of each night, so it's the first night is koichov tzedek katznash chalam. The Rab Shabsi, the Maritz Chayi says it's not the talu. It's we have the sefer calls it something else. The noila, I think. Just 1 second. Yeah. The Rab Shabsi to Seifa. Tzachloina Rab Shabsi dinuloi. B'Seifa tachkmuni kosav, ki b'yameino nimtza Seifa ze b'ksav yad, b'yitzchais ha-sforim, v'nikra dinuloi, imne shahoyo b'iroi nuloi, asher b'mdinas Italia. V'choyo b'shnas tovshin l'alaf ha-chemishi. Okay. So Memele, so Rashi says, Rab Shabsi, Dinuloi, oh, it's nisha zay gefelach, this test is anunvo. So Memele, it's gonish gefelach. Rab Shabsi, Dinuloi, haroyfei zatzal, pirshoi, heitev, beseife, chachmuni, shaloi, lomo nizderu akechovim beinyinze. Fine. Vikiva. So now, let's anegei alon. Vikiva, the ein bein tkufa letkufa, Elo Zayin Shois Umachze. There's only 7.5 hours between one tkuf and another tkuf. Nimtze. She im noflo tkufas nissen betchilas koicho. It was noflo, that's the tchilas halaylo. It was betchilas koicho. Tkufas tamas yipel. But, so it's Sheva Shoy, so we went through this Sheva Mazolis. But so we're back to Koichov. Betchilas Koichov, Tchufas Tamas Yipel Bachatzi Koichov. So Memela, but it's because it's a half hour later, so it's, it would be only Sheva Shoyes would be Mamish Koichov again, since it's a half hour later, so we're up to, so it's Chatzi Koichov. That means Koichov was Meshamish already half an hour. Tishrei Bereish Lavona, Tevis Bachatzi Lavona, Vechein Kulam. Shetoitzi zayin shoyis umachza acha nefilosu shalzu tagiya la'oisa sho atzmo. You have again the same show because it's a cycle of seven mazolis is 7 hours. Elo shenim sheches chatzi sho lacheo. It's a half an hour later. So that is what Shmuel is saying. That's from the member of Shmuel. That means the same mazel that this one was chal, the other one is chal also in a chatzi sho. Elo chatzi sho. For Omar Shmuel, ein lechot kufas nisin shenayfelas betzedek. If tkufas nisin will fall, b'shas, the mazel, tzedek, is mishamish, she'eina mishaberes es eilonis. So then there'll be hurricanes, it seems. Ve'ein lecha tkufas tevish en eifeles b'tzedek, she'eina miyaveshes es hazroim. But, for who the is yalid levone, oi belevone, oi b'tzedek. So memele, but there's another cheshben involved. Vahani milid de isyalid moilid levono shel nisen hoy shel teves bishas levone oy bishas tzedek. That means if you have this combination, the tkufa is betzedek, and the moilid of the chaydish was either bishas levone oy bishas tzedek, so memele. So then we'll have this will be the end results. There'll be Meshaberes es Eilonis. Taisvis is, the Rishash says the Loshon is a little megumgum in Taisvis. I'd like to read over the Taisvis HaRosh, which I think is a little clearer than Loshon of Taisvis. Ein beint, this is the lashon of the Taisus Arosh. Ein beint kufa litkufa elo zayin shoyis umachze. So the zach is eistus. We know that the four tkufas are four equal zmanim of 91 days and 7.5 hours. Tzorich ledagdek b'shoyis. So you have to figure out. We're speaking about 7.5 hours. Now, how do you cheshbin? We have here, there are, so if you have yomim shovim, no, so there's no kun, so there's 12 hours in the day, there's 12 hours in the night, that's no problem. But when you have yomim aruchim and leiles ktzoris, or leiles aruchis and yomim ktzorim, so how do you cheshbin? So first, the taisis arosh era cheshbin will also say that there's, you make always 12 hours by day and 12 hours by night, but there'll be smaller hours. They see, you divide the day and the night into 12 shoys, but it's shoys many yoys, but it's vakelt, so it's a larger shoy by yoim and it's a smaller shoy by laila and be meisachama. Zok the Taisus HaRosh zay tzorich ledagdek b'shoyis shim yesh lo oylam b'yoyim shteim esrei shoyis ubalayla shteim esrei shoyis v'hashoyis marichoyis, you have longer hours lefi oirech hayoyim v'oirech halayla umiskatzrois lefi koitzer hayoyim v'halayla him kain ein hatkufois shavois b'shumpa. Then you will not have equal tkufes. Ki la'olam meisheches achas yaisa mechavata. One will be longer than the other. Kegoin. Im nafla tkufas nisen berevi betchilas halayla. If tkufas nisen started betchilas halayla, so that is the beginning of the tkufas nisen, so we're going to count 91 days plus 7.5 hours. Utkufas tamus neifeles beleil revi bezayin shoyis umachze. Utkufas tishrei is again 7.5 hours later. Begimul shoyis ubayayim lahashlim tzadik alef yoyim shelo. So, yeah, we're mashlim the tzadik alef yoyim because need tzadik alef yoyim plus 7.5 hours. Nimtza sha'aruchim yoyser tzadik alef yoyim shel tkufas tamuz me'oysom shel tkufas nisen. So the tzadik alef yoyim doesn't mean that it means that with the hours will be longer from tkufas tamuz, which is the second tkufa from tkufas nisen. The oysom zayin ushois umachze Shalel Tishrei Gdoilis Sheyoim Velaila Shovin Ba'oison Shebalel Tamuz Ktanois. So he means to say like this, that means that Tkufas Nisan, we gave it 7.5 hours of Leil Tamuz. Now 7.5 hours of Leil Tamuz are small hours because the whole night is not so we divided the night into 12 chalokim, but it's small hours. Masha ein kein tkufas tamuz, we're going to give longer hours. It's going to be nishlam from Leilei Tishrei. Leilei Tishrei already is menschlich hours. So these are hours which are 60 minutes in an hour, and Leilei Tamuz, these are hours which there are 40 minutes in an hour. So kaponim, so it comes out, and not the same. Yeah, that is one kasha. And then, let us see, Taisvus ask, and then it will say, let us see now, that the im noima, shahashois, this is towards the, after two-thirds of the Taisvus, the im noima, shahashois, li oilam shavits, ubiyoim oruch, ubalaila oruch, Yud Ches Shois. So there are 18 hours in the day. Ubalayla Kotzer Vov. And there are 6 hours at night. Eilehepech. Leimashkaches Oda Amrit Ein Tkufas Nisan Neifeles Elo Ein Tkufas Nisan Neifeles Elo. So the Masha explains what the Kasha is. So the Kasha is, let us see, the Masha says as follows. But Salaimat Lemishkachas Tkufas Tevis Be'eser Umachze Be'yoim, that Tkufas Tevis is Eser Umachze Be'yoim Shreikol Ayoim Eina Ela Vov Shois. V'chein Lemishkachas Tkufas Tamiz B'zayin Umachze Be'layla Shreikol Alayla Eina Ela Vov Shois. That is Tosfos Kasha. That is a Kasha from the Gemara and Shabbos, and Tosfos blies by a Kasha.